This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Next week, the Philadelphia City Council is expected to vote on and approve a tax on sodas. The city's mayor said the tax would raise revenue to pay for education programs like pre-K and hopefully improve public health. But how effective will it really be? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes a look.
The idea is to use the tax to make soda more expensive so that people buy and drink less of it, which could improve their weight and health. So does it work? Roland Sturm, an economist at the RAND Corporation, says it's really hard to isolate the impact of the tax. For starters, people are already drinking less soda.
It's a little bit like the days of cigarette taxes. I don't think a cigarette tax itself changed the world, but cigarette taxes, the change in social norming, became less acceptable to smoke, then it reinforced each other.
He says a small tax will have a small effect on consumption, which would have an even smaller impact on health. But Laura Schmidt at the University of California, San Francisco, says those public health benefits can be magnified depending on how the money is spent.
The ideal strategy is to pour the proceeds of the tax into the most affected communities, which tend to be low-income communities of color.
Which tend to have high rates of diabetes and obesity. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.